Now, if I'm ever challenged to defend Christianity, and when you wear a dog collar, that does happen quite a lot, then my go-to piece of scripture is Galatians 5. And one of the things that I have found that is very effective is to ask the question, what sort of society do you want? Now, obviously, the contrast in Galatians is absolutely dramatic. Paul starts with talking about a society in which you find fornication, impurity, licentiousness, idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, anger, quarrels, dissensions, factions, envy, drunkenness, and carousing. Or another sort of society where you find love and joy and peace and patience and kindness and generosity, and faithfulness and gentleness and self-control. And the vast majority of people actually want a society like that, full of love and joy and peace. Now, when I was an army padre, I have to tell you that soldiers very often actually did not accept my principle of what kind of society they wanted. And they would often say to me, tell us more about drunkenness, Padre. Tell us more about fornication. But I don't think they really meant that. The trouble is that many people experience rather bad things in their life. People often experience bullying, even at work. And sometimes at home. People often find that they're living in a world which has got dishonesty. When I was in Turner's Hill and used to go into the school there pretty much every day, I got to know a little boy who was in year six when I first arrived. He was a jolly nice lad. Then he went off to secondary school, and I used to meet him at the bus stop when he was going off to secondary school when I was walking my dog. And then we went on from there to him getting his job, and he was very excited. And one day I was passing the bus stop, and he was looking really down in the dumps. And so I said to him, you know, is there a problem? And he said, I'm training to be a salesman, and my boss tells me that I've got to work out what the customer wants to hear and say it, even if it isn't true. And he was really troubled by that dishonesty in his workplace. And I admired him enormously for that. But we'll find that all of us, from time to time, find ourselves actually under pressure, maybe not necessarily to say something that's wrong, but certainly not to say something that really needs to be said. And then people feel undervalued. Quite often people feel undervalued. People experience unreliable relationships or addictive habits or being exploited or finding themselves in debt or suffering from low self-esteem. What kind of a society do we want? And I do think that most of us want it to be a society with love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness and self-control. And wouldn't it be nice if we could build that into our relationships at work and our relationships in our community and everywhere else, in our families and everything else? One way, Galatians starts with something more challenging than that choice of what kind of society it is. But it does lead to what sort of society it becomes. It's where I think we can join forces with thoughts about Peter and Paul and their leadership. Because it starts in this Galatians passage talking about freedom and slavery. And so much of that depends on the kind of leadership that happens around us. At the moment, I'm reading a book, a biography about Dietrich Bonhoeffer. Now, Dietrich Bonhoeffer was a German pastor and theologian, and he lived through his university during the Weimar Republic, and then he lived through the rise of National Socialism and Hitler's regime. And he was, in fact, put to death by the Nazis just at the end of the war. During his academic period, he was an incredibly gifted man. In fact, he was so gifted that I have to keep stopping on every page and rereading it so that I understand what he's talking about. Have you got people that you've read like that? Rowan Williams, I always find I have to do the same with Rowan Williams. He was challenged. The Weimar Republic obviously was set up after the First World War, and there was an awful lot of control by the Allies of what it was allowed to do. And the Germans felt that the Weimar Republic was not serving them faithfully. Now, they had always had a principle of leadership, which they saw through the Kaiser and things like that. And they were really worried that things were not going as well as they should do. And Dietrich Bonhoeffer wrote a paper about it, about leadership. Now, the German word for leader is Führer. And he wrote this paper long before National Socialism. And yet, in its own way, it was prophetic. The first time that he was invited to talk about it on the radio, the SS came in and stopped the radio program because they thought he was talking about the Führer. But he'd actually written it before. It was only about 3 years later that Hitler insisted on being called the Führer. So he wrote this paper about leadership, and he says two things. He says there are two kinds of leaders. There's the kind of leader that puts his duty first, that is his duty to the people and his duty to God. And that produces a totally different kind of leadership to the sort of leadership that someone produces if they're taking as their guidelines their own personal interests or the interests of their friends and political party and things like that. Serving people and God or serving themselves. And when, of course, the regime came to power and served their own interests, so many of the things that Bonhoeffer identified came into being. It was the difference between freedom or slavery, which is where the epistle starts. And, of course, it leads us back to the leadership that Peter and Paul exercised, quite different styles of leadership, but all the time serving the interests of God and the interests of the church and of people. Perhaps the most important question that the church has to ask itself in every single age is, what is our mission? And it can be very difficult to work out exactly what our mission is, unless we ask this question: what kind of society are we here to promote? What kind of society are we here to bring about? And then it becomes very clear. Our job, our mission, is to promote the fruits of the Spirit. And those ultimately are the things that we find in Jesus Christ, the great servant leader. He is the perfect model for effective leadership, with his devotion to God, his devotion to the people. And I think it's extremely well expressed in the collect for today, which I am going to now just rehearse as we did at the period for the collect earlier in our service. Lord, you have taught us that all our doings without love are nothing worth. Send your Holy Spirit. Pour into our hearts that most excellent gift of love, the true bond of peace and of all virtues, without which whoever lives is counted dead before you. Grant this by your only Son, Jesus Christ, who for his sake is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.